This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Marcos McPeak Villatoro is a writer and regular contributor to Day to Day, and this week he finds himself sympathizing with recall candidates who get put on the spot. So does he. He's a parent, and parents, he says, are thrown on the defensive all the time by their own children.
My son Jose David is 9. And, like any dad, I have been expecting and preparing for those awkward questions that I knew he would one day ask. Where do babies come from? And, if God made the world, where did he stand when he was doing it? But a few weeks ago, this California child was watching an Arnold Schwarzenegger commercial on TV when he popped the big one. Dad, what is a recall? Why this, I thought. Why couldn't it be something easy? A question about hard drugs, or why there's evil in the world, or pain. But no, it had to be recall. Jose David's mother, a conspiracy theorist if I ever knew one, has given him one answer already. A recall is a Republican plot to take over the country, honey, starting with California. I wanted to provide a wider perspective. Well, son, in the United States, we don't shoot our government officials to get them out of office, like they do in the old country. We vote in new people, and nobody gets hurt. I could have gone on to tell him how his mother and I had watched the army surround Guatemala's presidential palace in the 1990s because the military didn't like the democratically elected incumbent, but I didn't. As Jose David and I lined up in Petco a few days later, he returned to the recall theme. So, in the United States, once the people vote you in, you're in, right? Now, how do I answer that? Especially when we're in the store buying goldfish to feed David's turtle, and the guy in front of us is mad because the cost of live food for turtles has gone up to 19 cents a fish. In his eyes, it's an affront to democracy that makes a mere coup sound positively puny. 19 cents? No wonder we need a recall. By God, get Arnold in there. You won't have fish going up to no 19 cents. Yeah, hasta la fish bait, baby. Next, it's our turn, and I venture, as uncontroversially as I can, 5 goldfish, please. But Jose David is not to be swayed from his political inquisition. So, Dad, that Democrat guy, Bustamante, he's against recall, but he's telling everybody to vote for him? Ay, for crying out loud. Yes, that's right. Would he keep the cost of fish low? Well, he's a Democrat. So? So Democrats might raise taxes. That night at dinner? Dad, aren't you a Democrat? Yes, I think. But you like Bush, right? When you got that check in the mail last month, what'd you call it? A kid refund? Jose David, he's so good at remembering vocabulary. How does that feel, he asks. What? Being a Democrat, but glad to get that check. Jose David, eat your asparagus. There's a brief moment of chewy green relief. Then he says, so how will you vote in the recall? That's a good question, son. Which, as he well knows, means I have no earthly idea.
Marcos McPeak Villatoro, a writer and lecturer here in Los Angeles, his latest book, Minos, a Romilia Chacon mystery, is released this month.